Okay, before we start the dinim of Tfilas HaDerech, which is a whole simen shchunorach, by the way, but before that, they bring down an interesting question, not about Tfilas HaDerech per se. I don't know why he gets here, I guess because he had nowhere to put it. Is somebody allowed to live in Egypt? Somebody allowed to live in Egypt? Because the Torah says that you're not allowed to go back. In fact, there's three psukim that say you're not allowed to go back to Egypt to live. So the Rambam, even in Hilchos Melachim, when he brings down this halacha, says it's forbidden for a Jew to live in Mitzrayim. So right away the commentaries ask the question, the Rambam himself lived in Egypt. You know the Rambam lived in Egypt. Secondly, the Radvaz, who comments on the Rambam, also lived in Egypt. And there are many people, many great people that lived in Egypt. In fact, they bring down, I don't know if it was the Rambam or somebody else, that lived in Egypt, a great rabbi, and he wrote, when he signed the letter, he wrote his name, and he wrote, who transgresses three negative commandments of the Torah daily. This is what he writes. So they ask the question, though, how is it possible that the Rambam lived in Egypt? He himself writes, you're not allowed to live in Egypt. So there's a lot of answers to the question. One answer to the question is, what they say about the Rambam is, Rambam was forced to live there against his will because he was the doctor of the Sultan. And because he was doctor of the Sultan, he didn't want to live there. He was forced to live there, he had no choice. Other commentaries answer that negative commandment was only in those years, this is the answer, only in those years when the people of Egypt were corrupt. But we know the Gemara says Sanherib came, the king Sanherib came, the king of Assyria, came, Bilbulas Kol Ha'ilam. He mixed up the whole world. In fact, there's a famous story in the Gemara. The Pasuk says an Egyptian convert cannot marry a Jewish person for three generations. That's what it says. So there's a whole story in the Gemara. There was this guy, Neiman, that was his name. He was a ger from Mitzrayim. Oh, so normally, what would be the halacha? A ger who converts would have to marry an Egyptian convert, and their kids would have to marry again converts, and then the third generation would finally could marry. So the story is Neiman HaMitzri came to the Beis Medrash and he asked the Shaila, can I marry a Jewish girl? So they told him no, because you're Egyptian and you have to wait three generations. So Rabbi Kiva says in the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva said to them, what are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about. Because now the Sanherib came and mixed up the whole world. So therefore there's no Egyptians anymore. There's no this anymore. There's no that anymore. There's no people anymore anywhere. So we don't know anything. And therefore any person who converts, even if they live in Egypt, we don't assume they're Egyptians. We assume they come from the majority of the world. And therefore, the Poskim write, based on that Gemara, that if an Egyptian convert converts, they can right away marry a Jewish girl, because these are not the original Egyptians that the Torah made the negative commandment. Other Poskim write that it's only, when is it forbidden to go to Egypt? If you travel back the same route that the Jews left Egypt with. Because the Torah says, Le'isoshuv baderech hazeh. You can't go back on this route, on this route. So therefore, many poskim write, it's only forbidden to live in Egypt only if you go back through the same route. Then the Rambam writes, but Lebero, the Rambam writes also that for business you're allowed to. It's just, it's interesting. In Kabbalah, it says a reason for that mitzvah. It says, in Kabbalah, it says, why can't you live in Egypt? So we know already, we learned many, 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 many times, the purpose of a Jew in a place is to elevate the sparks of Kedusha that are found there. Every place has Kedusha. And the Jew, by doing Torah mitzvahs in that place, elevates that place. So when the Eid left Mitzrayim, it says, Vayenatzlas Mitzrayim, they emptied out Egypt. And Kabbalah explains that Ve'erev Rav Ola Itam, they ended up taking 202 sparks of Kedusha out of Egypt. And therefore, there were no sparks of Kedusha left in Egypt. So therefore, it says in Kabbalah, therefore, what's the purpose of a Jew living in Egypt, the whole purpose is to elevate the sparks. Every spark of Egypt was removed already. And therefore it explains, for business you can go there because new sparks come in from different places, so for business you can go, but not to live in Egypt because that was all done already. So therefore, bottom line is, today you're allowed to live in Egypt according to almost all opinions. And another poskim write that's only forbidden when all the Jews live in Israel, like years ago, then you're not allowed to live in Egypt. When Jews are not living in Eretz Yisrael anyway, so then you're allowed to live in Egypt. So then the question takes, they take it to the next level. There were rumors that there was a ban on going back to Spain after the Inquisition. There's such rumors that Jews were not allowed to live in Spain. So, and some people say the ban was for 500 years. By now it's over already, by the way, the 500-year ban. But the question is, was there ever a ban? And would you be allowed to live in Egypt?
Spain.
Spain. I'm sorry, you're right. Spain. Okay. You're listening. It's good. What?
Why was this ban established?
Because of the Inquisition. You ever hear of the Inquisition? It was pretty rotten. It was pretty bad. So the rabbis at that time, there was a rumor. That's what it said. At the time, there was Gator Sfard, as it was called. Sfard is actually Spain. The Inquisition, when they threw everybody out of Spain, so there was a rumor that the Chachamim at that time made a decree, you're not allowed to go back to Spain. So they asked the Shaila to the Minchas Elazar, who was the great Munkach Rebbe, and they asked him, is it you're allowed to or not? So he says, no, there's no such thing, you're allowed to live in Israel. Why? Because we don't find it in any of the Svarim, we don't find it in any of the Svarim that mentioned the ban. And in fact, he says, like, that Barbanel, who was from the people that were part of the Inquisition, in his introduction to the book of Melachim, he writes all about the Inquisition, and he doesn't write anywhere that it's forbidden to live there. In fact, they bring down also the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, his grandfather was driven out of Spain. Beis Yosef himself was 10 years old when the Jews were driven out of Spain, and yet the Beis Yosef nowhere writes about the ban. And therefore, the Minchas Elazar says that there was never a ban and there's no problem living in Spain. But it's interesting, I also heard the rumors that there are many people refused to live in Spain because of the Inquisition, that the people at that time made a gzeira against living in Spain. But Avi's Minchas Elazar says, what? Some people want to say that the Jews after the Chacham, that Poland was the majority of the Jewish people. So some people say that, but again, it's not printed anywhere. Today we would know about it. I mean, it would be in the modern day Svarim, relatively modern day Svarim. There are a lot of people that refuse to go back to Poland just because they were the worst of the anti-Semites. But again, people go to Auschwitz, people go to these places. There was a while the Rebbe didn't let Chabad in Poland. Now there is. But there was a time the Rebbe didn't let Chabad in Poland. I don't know if that's the reason, but Bechlal, I mean, there was a time that... Leperl, today there's a thriving Jewish community in Poland.
How about Germany and German products?
You want to talk Mercedes?
Yeah.
You just killed half of Beverly Hills. And three quarters of the people in the shul here. Okay, let's not discuss that. This gets too.
They're buying a car. What are they buying? They're buying a car. I have a Ford. They're buying a car. They're not buying a car.
Okay, let's not get into this. I don't want to get into this because. Okay, let's talk about. No, because a lot of people in the shul have Mercedes. I'm not going to talk about it now. Okay, anyway. So, there's what? Yeah. Yeah. Everybody moved the whole world now. The pashtus, he wanted to destroy Eretz Yisrael. He didn't. That's why he lost to Chizkiya Melech.
So there was
So I don't know if that applied to Eretz Yisrael. It says the Bilbo's Kol Ha'aretzis. Does it include Eretz Yisrael? Does it include Eretz Yisrael? I don't know.
Because we never see if you're
coming to Eretz
Yisrael. Yeah, but did he take the Israelis out? That was before him. I don't know. I told you one thing. Don't ask me Jewish history. I don't know. Okay. Next. Okay. It says in the Gemara that if somebody is traveling, they should say Tfilas HaDerech. In fact, Eliyahu Navi, the Gemara brings down, told it to Rav Yehuda Hasid, somebody, whoever it was, that you should say the Tfilas HaDerech. Why? Because when a person travels, it's Gemara says Kol Adrachim Becheska Sakana. All trips, especially in the olden times, they had gangsters and they had wild animals, and it was a mamashi. You went through you have to bend Gemara afterwards. So there was a tefillah that they said Tfilas HaDerech. Some people question today if today when you fly or go by car, you don't have robbers and you don't have wild beasts, but. Yeah, but so the Poskim write that there's more car accidents than years ago, the other types of accidents. And the meaning is, by the way, that you do say Tfilas HaDerech. Now, when do you say Tfilas HaDerech? So Shulchan Aruch says, when you go outside the city, that there's no more houses, and then you go then you say Tfilas HaDerech. Some people, for instance, question, when do you say Tfilas HaDerech on a plane? So I believe Ramesh has a tshuva. He says you say it on the runway, when the plane's taking off. There's an answer from the Rebbe's printer, I say from Minhagim, it's printed Kut HaSichas. The Rebbe said that because most airports are anyway basically out of the city to a certain extent, so normally if you go back home, so you're not traveling anywhere. But when you go, so the Rebbe says you can even say on the way to the airport. So the minig is either on the way to the airport or in the airport before you board, because it's appropriate that Tfilas HaDerech should be said standing. Should be said if imefshe bakal, it says the expression in Aloha and in the siddles, imefshe bakal, if it's not too much of an inconvenience, obviously if the plane's on the runway, you ain't saying it's standing, because the plane will stop and take you back and throw you off the plane. But if it's easy to do it, in fact, I'll tell you another interesting thing, and then we'll get to the story with the Rebbe about Tfilas HaDerech. And that is, in Shulchan Aruch it says, it's preferable because Tfilas HaDerech doesn't begin Baruch Atah Hashem. It begins Yerotzim Lefanecha. It ends Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei HaTfila. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that you should preferably say a bracha before it, that one bracha leads into the Yehi Ratzon. So some people say, I'll give you an example, you should go to the bathroom and say Asher Yatzar, and then you say Reifel Chobasim Mafil Asher, so you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you say Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha. Some people will eat something, and then they will say, they'll make a bracha Yishena, bracha Chreina, and then they'll say Yehi Ratzon Milfanecha. So there's an interesting story in 19, Tavshin Chav, which was 1960, the Rebbe went 57 to camp, and the Rebbe went in Tavshin Chav to camp. So the Rebbe was in the car with a whole bunch of chassidim, and the Rebbe stopped, I think when he got out to New York City, I think after the Lincoln Tunnel, I'm not sure, but after one of the tunnels, before they started into New, and you go to New Jersey, to get to the Catskills, you go through New Jersey, and then you go up. So they stopped the car, they stopped the car for the Rebbe, and the Rebbe got up, got out of the car, and the Rebbe said Tfilas HaDerech. So Rav Shmuel Levitin, who was the Rav of Beis Harav in those years, he was the Rav of the Rebbe's family, the Friedrich Rebbe's family also, he told the Rebbe, maybe you want to eat something to be able to make a bracha, and then have an opener into the bracha of the Tfilas HaDerech. So the Rebbe said, medafnisht, you don't need it. Standing, he stood, but he didn't say a bracha before. So obviously, if it was good enough for him, it's good enough for me. But the custom is, if you could say it standing, it's better. If not, you can sit down and say Tefillas HaDerech. Yeah.
If you're driving from Los Angeles to San Diego, and there are non-stop properties in houses.
So that's the whole question today. The question today is, if you go from, what a lot of people do, they will say it without Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. They'll say it, you don't say Hashem, okay, look at that, but they won't say Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah, they'll say Baruch Atah Shemei Tefillah. Because then you're not saying a bracha in vain. It's a suffix. Huh?
You said a lot of people do that. What's that?
There's no halacha. Some people do it. Some people don't say regular Tefillas HaDerech. The truth is, Moshe, they write, if you go on the freeway, the whole discussion in the contemporary halacha about you go on the freeway, so then are there houses next to the freeway? Are there not the houses next to the freeway? Or is this a different route? The Pearl, Moshe, you go from here to Monica, you go from here to Long Beach. People don't say Tefillas HaDerech. To San Diego, most people do. Some people say without Shem Malch, without Hashem's name. And it depends. If you're flying to a different city, for sure you say Tefillas HaDerech. But in driving, when there's cars all over the place, I mean, technically you could probably drive across America today and there's probably houses or or whatever all over in the way. Okay. Mahajin is on my mind, my baby, my